is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Already into the second hour. We're about to go to Mike, Regina, Linda, and others that are patiently holding. We got Frank Gorrell. New documentary, The War Against the Third World, coming on. Because it integrates with that story that Joyce reminded me of the admitted plan to sterilize half the women in 13 countries. It was carried out in 74 successfully through 1988. It's still going on right now. And then I have the War Crimes Tribunal guy coming on the show in the third hour. Right now, let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Fantastic. What'd you think of that school board lady talking about the federal takeover with the thumb scanners?
Alex, I'll tell you what, I'm not surprised. And I was actually going to call you on this. My daughter goes to a private school, thank God. But last week, I still get all my mail from the district, the school district, you know, in the homes in the area, still get all the district mail. And it was for the lunch program starting next year. They're going to have an ID that the child, it's not the school ID, it's a separate ID for lunch, and there's got barcode in there.
You've
got
to swipe it and it goes to the
food. Got to swipe it, and this...
A lot of colleges already do that.
Absolutely, and now it's all in the grade schools, Alex. Grades pre-K through 8.
Training them for the cashless society, it's just as bad as biometrics.
It is, Alex, and we're on our way to a cashless society very rapidly. And in fact, what I wanted to ask you, Alex, is I listened to a Christian station in the evening here locally in the Chicago area, and there I forgot the gentleman's name. I had it written down at home, and I left for work this morning. I forgot it, but I know the name of his video. It's called Monopoly Men. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
What do you think of it?
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Basically, he was a guest, and he was saying that we're probably 5 years or possibly less away from cashless society, where cash will be deleted completely.
Sure, they're already pulling out the checkout lines, doing self-serve.
Self-serve everywhere, Alex. Everywhere.
At grocery stores. Then they put the thumb scanners in. That's now happening. Then they pull out the rest of the lanes, and you've got to do it or no food.
Right. And basically, Alex, you're familiar with Home Depot. Do you have those down in Texas?
Yeah, they're pulling out the lanes, putting in self-serve. Now the biometrics are about to go in.
Absolutely.
HEB put in the self-serves. Now they're putting the thumb scanners in. Already happened.
Unbelievable. Alex, that's all I wanted to tell you. And basically, I'm about to order your the 9/11 Road to Tyranny film, and I'm going to show it to a bunch of people at my local church in a couple of weeks when I get it. So
that's the first film everybody should get. It's the best. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Let's talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I just wanted to say I can't quite understand. That lady was great, but she seems to think that lady that was a Republican, I think a lot of this is the consolidation kind of thing where they think they're going to save money by keeping track of everybody. And
Well, of course the people going along with the feds don't know. They're useful idiots, but this lady's waking up.
But I'm talking about whoever is running with her that she said was like a conservative moderate but voted for it. I think some of these people seem to think that, this is costing us too much money and this is the way we can control everything.
Well, of course,
everything.
That's how it's sold to them.
Pardon me?
That's how it's sold to them.
That's what I mean. And what I wanted to bring up was, and I want to thank Joan from Florida. She got in on C-SPAN on Greg Palast today, and what an answer to prayer. And I don't want to be critical of him, but he was questioned on the W199I. I believe that's what it was referred to. But he didn't actually give the document. Number, and she brought it up, and I was just so thankful.
Did she plug InfoWars?
Pardon me?
Did Joan plug InfoWars?
No, he didn't.
Well, I know she's done that before.
I'm not talking about Joan. I thought you meant Palace.
But I thought you said you wanted to thank Joan in Florida.
Right, but I'm saying that Greg Palast said...
Did you say she called in? Okay, well, I don't know why... Regina, I'm trying to understand something here. You say Joan from Florida called in.
She called in and plugged W199I, okay? He brought it up earlier, but he brought up McKinney and the fact that she brought up a document, and then she immediately was, misrepresented as being blaming Bush for 9/11. I just couldn't understand, what he was really doing there. But one of the things that and I was thankful she actually
you're
going
to have to hold. We got a guest coming up, but Regina and Linda and others just hold because the guest isn't going to be on long, and we'll get to you during the guest. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Republicans can see the corruption of the Democrats, but can't see their own corruption. The Democrats can see the corruption of the Republicans, but can't see their own corruption. But it's all run by the same people, the globalists, the people that Eisenhower warned us about. America's being turned into a total police state. We're going to take one call, and we're going to go to our guest, Frank Doral, who's made a new powerful documentary film, The War Against the Third World. But right now, let's real quick go to Linda. And Linda, where are you calling us from today?
Kansas City area.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I want to point out something that has to go along with the schools.
Yes.
Kansas City Star today, page A3. The U.S. aims to put irradiated meat on the students' menus next year.
And there's discussions of not letting you bring bag lunches because parents don't know what to send that's healthy while they put vending machines full of Snickers and Coca-Cola, and the kids are all getting fat and are hyped out on sugar bouncing off the walls. Then they put them on Ritalin and Prozac. And, yeah, this is the plan, and now making you thumb scan to get your food, training them for that. We had the school board president on last hour from Akron, Ohio, talking about that nightmare. So, yeah,
yes,
we're going to put that irradiated meat.
Press article, and it has to do with the poison into the food supply that goes along with everything else going on.
Well, for those that don't know, it's dead meat. Literally, meat is still alive if it's fresh, but it breaks all the ring structures, all the key enzymes needed So they're going to feed our children as usual. I've seen some of our articles, the trash of the trash of corporate America.
Well, it's totally non-nutritional. And what the long-term health problems are, I can't say.
It's already been linked to bowel blockages and everything. I don't want to mention it, but irradiated meat does not break down in the digestive tract. The naturally occurring bacteria that are in the meat and in your stomach have trouble getting together and breaking it down. It's horrible.
It sounds like it's a very bad news for our total food supply. And then they're going to destroy our water as quick as they can, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I appreciate the call. Anything else, Linda?
That's about it right now, except for the what I heard on Derry Brownfield this morning, that they are there's a House bill and a Senate bill. I don't have the numbers. A Native Species Act. Invasive and harmful species. And, of course, cattle are part of that.
Yeah. Nothing to do with the environment. All about land grabbing. I've been to smart growth conferences. It's all bankers up there, mainly Republicans, rubbing their hands together with mindless Democrats following them and useful idiots believing they're helping the environment as they genetically engineer everything and truly destroy the biosphere.
Absolutely. You've got it.
All right. Thanks for the call. And if we don't break this phony left-right paradigm, it's over, folks. It's totally over. Bill Clinton, George Bush working together. Joining us now is Frank Doerrel. What you didn't learn in school and don't hear on the mainstream media, the war against the third world. That's a screening at Fairfax Saturday and Sunday, June 14th, 15th. I hear it's great. I haven't seen it. I've seen some of the pieces that are in it, though. The documentary is a provocative compilation of incendiary exposés showing a shocking portrait of globalist foreign policy, they say U.S., interventions and CIA covert operations revealing a corrupt history of power and politics. And it gets into what they cover, the war against the third world. This documentary unearthed remains of more than a half a century of secret wars, assassinations, and genocide by U.S. military intelligence, alphabet soup agencies, chemical, biological, psychological, economic warfare, and how the refined science of advertising, PR, or propaganda are used to carpet bomb historical records, ergo the intelligence classic, The Cover-Up. And Mr. Doerrel has compiled a two-hour shocker, clear-eyed vision of what the terms of CIA covert operations and the U.S. intervention is World War II. It opens with the short but extremely powerful clip of Dr. Martin Luther King addressing a crowd. All right, folks, now understand something here. I brought this back because I heard Joyce mentioning it, and I'd totally forgotten about it. The confirmed 30-page CIA, NSA, / National Security Council document. I have it on Infowars.com. Top story from yesterday. The official document where they say they want to exterminate by forcible sterilization the wombs of half of 13 third world most populous nations. And they're doing this. I mean, this is Nazi, folks. Joining us is Frank Doerrel. Frank, thank you for coming on the show today, sir.
Alex, thanks for having me very much.
You bet. I'm reading about your film here. It sounds very exciting and accurate. Of course, the CIA ships in the drugs, uses it to control the third world, sets up guerrilla forces on both sides to destabilize, pays off governments to take IMF and World Bank loans and not pay them back. What are we facing? What is your film about?
Well, about all what you just talked about. It's what it is, it's 2 hours long, and it's a compilation I put together of some of the best truth tellers to ever speak out in this country about U.S. foreign policy and these issues, and some of the best documentaries ever made. I've edited it all down into this two-hour compilation called What I've Learned About U.S. Foreign Policy, The War Against the Third World. And I've been distributing it for the last couple of years. Since 9-11, a lot of copies have gone out all over the country, and a lot of people are watching it. The people on the video are very believable, they're credible, you know, they're known people, they've been there. The people have, you know, such as Martin Luther King and ex-CIA John Stockwell, Bill Moyers, Ramsey Clark, Amy Goodman, and many others who are Father Roy Bourgeois, who are speaking out on all these
issues.
Now,
let me stop you, and then I'm going to let you talk. Here's the problem. I know Clark. I rebuilt the Branch Davidian Church. I'm not a Davidian, but I built a memorial church that seats 400 with the help of the listeners. I know Clark. I've spoke with him on this, there about five times. Clark's got a lot of good points, but then he thinks that it's the liberal agenda is going to save us, and it's not. And you mentioned Moyers. He'll expose the Patriot Act, but he's a member of the CFR. It's kind of controlling the paradigm. And still I understand what you're saying, but does your film expose that this stuff goes on in Democrat administrations as well?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's the Democrats have been in power just as much during all these wars as the Republicans.
Yeah, because if we don't point that out, we don't go anywhere.
No. Believe me, we're not. I am not a Democrat. I used to be. I used to be some years ago.
Just like I used to be a Republican. It's just, you learn, you live.
Well, Ramsey Clark says it on the tape, and Noam Chomsky says the same thing, that we don't. There aren't two parties. There's only one party, the business party, the military business party.
But I wouldn't even see, you know, you say USA did all this, or you say the business party, corporate America. It isn't corporate America. It's organized crime, Jolly Roger, piracy. They operate as crime syndicates. They don't operate as businesses. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we're saying the same thing with different terminology.
I know, but then all I see is the low-level left galvanizes a battering ram against the middle class. You know, take the environmentalists. They're busy out grabbing farms and ranches, and they're funded by the big corporations that are getting the land after this happens, but then nothing's happening with Texas company Proteogene putting AIDS virus in corn supplies. Did you know about that?
Mm.
It's Associated Press. Well, yeah, it was a pharmacological corn test. Why isn't the left worried about that?
I can't speak for everybody, Alex.
Well, I apologize for getting off the beaten track. I just want
to... Yeah, it's okay.
This left-right paradigm is really what I focus on.
What I'm trying to do, and I do, I work with Veterans for Peace, and I work with many of the peace groups. What I'm trying to do, and also I published the book Addicted to War, Why the U.S. Can't Kick Militarism by Joel Andreas, which is pretty popular out there right now.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Thank you. And with the book and the video, or what I'm just trying to do, are wake up your average American citizen who don't really understand any of this, who bought the propaganda, the disinformation, the misinformation, the mass hypnosis that goes on in this country, and trying to, you know, wake them up out of that so we can get more people to start standing up and trying to stop all this.
Well, you said it. It is mass hypnosis. It's PR or pitch men, advertising folks. It is the greatest science of propaganda because they've had so long to perfect it.
Yes. And as Michael Perini says, they learn from their mistakes. They do learn from their mistakes, and they seem to get, you know, they know what they're doing. And
they're like,
I hate to put it that way, but
they're like the Borg.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep assimilating. And so your film. I mean, tell us about your film when it gets into.
Well, it's like I said, it's a 10 segments. It starts out with Martin Luther King speaking out against the war in Vietnam, and he's the one person on this tape who, you know, we feel was assassinated for what he was doing. he was a threat. He had a lot of big audience, millions of people listening to him.
Well, it's a fact that he was assassinated.
Right. And ex-CIA John Stockwell talking about history of the CIA. He's the highest level CIA officer to testify to Congress. He worked for George Bush, who was a director of the CIA at the time in 1975. And then there is Bill Moyers' documentary, The Secret Government, which covers the Cold War and the history of the CIA up until 1987 when he made that. By the way, that thing has been disappeared. You can't find it anywhere. We just happened to record it off of TV. And there's cover-up we had around Contra Affair, which is made by the Empowerment Project, narrated by Elizabeth Montgomery, and talks about, you know, what we did in Nicaragua and the arming Iran and the connection there. And it deals a lot with the CIA cocaine connection. The School of Assassins is about the School of the Americas, Fort Benning, Georgia, narrated by the Susan Sarandon, where we have, they say there's a war on terrorism in this country, and then, you know, we have this School of the Americas where they're training terrorists in Central and South America to terrorize their own populations down
there.
That's
up in Georgia. They also have one in Alabama where they train them how to blow buildings up, and the very people who were trained at the school are then suddenly Al-Qaeda bombing us. Yeah, right.
Wow. I learned something new every day.
Well, see, I'm a documentary filmmaker in my own right.
Oh, no, I know that, yes.
I can tell you authoritatively the globalists carried 911 out.
Yes. I've seen your documentary.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've seen that, yes.
Which one did you see?
The one on 9/11. Road to Tyranny.
Now, was it video clips or was it just me at a desk?
You at a desk.
No, that's not it. That's a TV show called 911.
Okay.
Everybody seems to have seen that, but not the actual video. I made that like a month after it happened. That was just me in front of a desk. I've got to send you the real video.
I'd like to see that, yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Stay there. And, that's just a little TV show I did. I called it Road to Tyranny, Emergency Release. Then I made the real video where it's not me at a desk. Stay there. I want to come back and detail some of this stuff, get into certain areas, and talk about how to stop this, because when they drop the next hammer, it's all over. And somehow, folks, we've got to get the new road to tyranny in these people's hands, because so many activists have only seen the one I made a month after the attack. Right back.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now, ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Ted Pike's monumental new video, Why the Mideast Bleeds, exposes the two main causes of international Arab terrorism. First, a century of Zionist abuses, an atrocity against Palestinians. Second, evangelical Christian support for such abuses. The unprecedented video documents how the Talmud incites Israeli aggression, how the loss of freedom under Homeland Security results from unconditional support of Israel. It exposes what really happened in the West Bank under Sharon's 2002 invasion, and how Bush is making possible Israel's control of the entire Mideast. Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press says, Pike's video, Why the Mideast Bleeds, is the most straightforward, fact-filled presentation available today. It's a must-see. Send $25 to Ted Pike, Box 203, Oregon City, Oregon, 97045. Why the Mideast Bleeds, Ted Pike's monumental video, is available now. Send $25 to Ted Pike, Box 203, Oregon City, Oregon, 97045. Or visit their website at truthtellers.org.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
One of the war crimes prosecutors from Belgium trying to indict General Tommy Franks, and how the global government is freaking out over that, because it's not a UN court, it's a national court in Belgium with all the eyewitnesses. We had one of the doctors on last week where the Marines would kill children. He would confront them and they'd say, we love killing children. And then we have from a Counterpunch, respected Alexander Cockburn publication, the LA Times writer, where the Marines about to chant for 5 years. They talk about killing American school children. Then we have the Pensacola News Journal from 99, where the Marines take over the school, point their guns at the kids, and say, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. It's all part of a larger plan. And, of course, more of your calls and a bunch of news coming up. I've been kind of preaching at Frank Doral, and I appreciate his work. It's just that we don't get these activists, I'm sure he knows, but the general activists out there to realize the whole system's fried. We're not going to really get changes here, but I want to get a copy of his film because it sounds really good and informative. Frank, continuing, talking about this mind control, this mass hypnosis, they admit that's what it is. How does your film get into that?
It focuses on how the mainstream media, you know, is a disseminator of information in this country. It's what most people listen to and hear. They watch mainstream TV and read mainstream newspapers, and they're being constantly told 24/7, you know, what the truth is, what's happening, what it is, and people like you and me come along and other people that are trying to reveal truth, and we don't have that kind of access to the mainstream, and what we're saying sounds so offbeat, it sounds so weird, it sounds so un-American.
But it's really just history.
I understand, believe me. And I think the beauty of my tape is that the people on here are known people, and they're believable, they've been there, and they're telling this history in a way that it's hard to stay in denial after you watch the tape.
So it gets people out of the box. Well, I mean, example of propaganda, Fox 2 days ago was asking, Peterson and the Peterson murder case, oh, he's changed his haircut. That was the big news all day. Yesterday it was, for the listener line, is it time for talking with Iran, time for talking, or time for tomahawking? I mean, it's just turned into mindless drumbeat propaganda.
Yeah, it sure is. It's really almost unbelievable to those of us that know what's going on, how they can do this and get away with it, because what they're talking about is killing people all over the planet.
Well, now they say, hey, it was bureaucratic, Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld. We never needed to find weapons of mass destruction. We won't find them now. Probably still will make something up. And, we're going to go ahead and invade Iran, or they're going to nuke us.
Yeah, it's just this almost complete control of what comes out. And the mainstream media, they have no spine. No, they have no ability to tell the truth. If somebody tries to do any kind of reporting, investigative journalism, they won't have their job.
Well,
so
they're owned by GE and Lockheed Martin, and they're owned by the globalist.
Exactly. Exactly. That's one of the main issues you have to tell people about. They don't understand this. So it's a hard one because most people, I think, are just busy living their own life, trying to make ends meet, dealing with their own personal situations in life, and then there's, you know, they put on TV and there's so much fear going on everywhere, and they look around the world and they see there's problems happening all over the planet, and then it's like, well, they feel good about living here because they don't think it's as bad. But I have to say that after 9/11 and the election and all this, then I think more people are waking up than ever before in this country, and we have to just go with it, Alex. You know what you're doing, and other people that are putting the word out. And so, you know, with our book, Addicted to War, and with the video, The War Against the Third World, we're trying to show as many Americans as possible what they haven't been taught, most people don't know.
Now,
of course, a lot of people don't want to know because it's kind of overwhelming.
You're going to be in Los Angeles in June showing the film, correct?
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles, and they're going to show it at the Lemley Theater, Fairfax Lemley, June 14th and June 15th, Saturday and Sunday at 9 in the morning. It's the only time I could get to the theater, but it's a big step. It's the first time it's been shown at a big theater.
We've shown some of ours and had a sellout here in Austin. If folks want to buy a copy of the book or the film, how do they do that?
Okay, well, the website is addictedtowar.com. It's the title of the book, addictedtowar.com. And you can go there and get order the book or the tape, either one. My phone number, if you want to call me, I get calls every day from all over the world, all over the country, is 310-838-8131. I'll repeat it, 310-838-8131. And if people want to send, I ask $10 for the book, $10 for the tape. I make them real inexpensive. My P.O. box is, it's Frank Doral, D-O-R-R-E-L, P.O. box 3261, Culver City, C-U-L-V-E-R, City, California, 9-0-2-3-1.
All right, we've got to let you go. I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate your work, Frank. I'm trying to get alternative media people promoted here on the show.
All right.
And so I really appreciate you coming on, and good work. Keep it up.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. All right,
keep up the good work.
You bet. Thank you. I'm going to come back and cover news and take calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible.
888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central. We blast out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM stations that I guess will get bought up. Now they're going to change the rules so one company can buy everything. No, you need to support those stations so they stay around, folks, and they're getting offered five times what they're worth. And we simulcast on Global Shortwave and the Internet. The Internet sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to take calls and to cover some of the news I haven't gotten to yet. The toll-free number to join us on this live Friday edition is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. What do you think about all the news that's been discussed? The biometrics going in the schools, the government carrying out the terror. The government now saying, okay, we knew there weren't weapons of mass destruction. It was just bureaucratic. So what? We're going to invade more countries now. North Korea, Iran. They're going to start the invasions. We're about to get into that. What do you think about all this? Or Bill Clinton saying, get rid of the 22nd Amendment. George Bush protecting him, blocking Pardongate still. The press secretary saying this yesterday. Bush saying he's going to reauthorize the Clinton assault weapons ban with all these added addendums, banning semi-automatic shotguns and more. It's all coming up. So what do you think about this? 1-800-259-9231, or kind of like C-SPAN Journal in the morning, like that lady that called earlier and said, yeah, the Kansas City Star says they're going to irradiate the school lunch program food. I'd heard they were going to do that, but now they're saying they're going to do it. See, isn't that nice? Maybe you got a news item like that we haven't seen that you need to bring to the attention of the listenership in 30 states on the AM and FM dial and global shortwave worldwide, the Internet worldwide. 1-800-259-9231. All right. Let me go ahead now and jump into some of the important news items. Fox asked for action on immigration. President says Mexicans working in the U.S. are reliable people, not security risk. Well, the point is, Mr. Fox, is that when you have ID cards you'll issue to anyone for $22, the matricula card, when you have Poland and 100 other third world countries now doing it, 100 plus, when you have a southern border that's wide open but the government's saying take the liberties of citizens, you got a problem. There's another article here out of WorldNet Daily where the government is not allowed to stop or arrest illegals, but they will do that to citizens, as has been pointing out, at the checkpoints they had last week. Now some countries gain more foreigners, counties gain more foreigners than U.S.-born, the Arizona Republic reported. Two migration patterns closely linked are sweeping across population centers of U.S. states along the Mexican border. Many counties are absorbing more immigrants from other nations than from within the United States, and an even more dramatic shift. Some of the counties are seeing more U.S. residents move out than U.S. residents move in. Together, the trends are escalating the concentration of foreigners in southwestern counties that until 1990s depended on newcomers from other parts of the United States for the bulk of their growth. The extent of the foreign immigration, coupled with declining or reversing domestic migration or birth rates, is revealed in analysis of the latest Census Bureau estimates of the county population's changes covering April 2000-2002. They have over 1.5 million illegals coming through Cochise County in Arizona alone each year. Interesting story out of VOA News out of Mexico. Steps being taken to solve Juarez murders, says Mexico's Attorney General. Mexico's Attorney General Rafael Mercado de la Concha said important steps are being taken to solve more than 300 murders, cases involving young women whose bodies have been found in ravines and garbage dumps around the border city of Juarez. Over the last decade, the Attorney General also defended federal probe into the possible origin of trafficking as a motive for the murders. Well, we forget what Texas Monthly reported almost 10 years ago. And then a couple of years ago, they found more dead bodies. You let your college kids, even your high school kids, go over the border into this area, and they are being sacrificed by satanic cults. Now, that's admitted. And they mention that here in the article. So what do you think about this? I mean, how bizarre is this that these drug dealers who sell their drugs predominantly to the CIA are Satanists? Now, I know that sounds crazy, but it's the fact. It's more bizarreness. You remember hearing about that, folks. 300 murders of young women. They found their bodies. Mexico plans to x-ray all vehicles at borders. Mexico is developing an x-ray system. In developing, it's already on the northern border. If you're leaving the U.S., they do it to you, not if you're coming in. Harder to get out than to get in. Slaves can get in, but they can't get out. Mexico is developing a vehicle x-ray system. It plans to install at crossings along its northern and southern borders in order to better catch would-be terrorists as well as drugs and people smugglers. Yeah, right. They walk across. They don't come across in the trucks generally. That's a small portion of it, though it is still substantial in the hundreds of thousands. Turkey's military chief warns pro-Islamist government a possible coup. Head of Turkey's armed forces warned a government yesterday that the possibility of military intervention still existed and the government should be sensitive to the country's secularist constitution. And so this invasion of Iraq is destabilizing, as the experts said it would. Soldier guilty for refusing anthrax shot, court-martialed convicts. Army reservists from New York refusing to take anthrax vaccine. Another woman's being court-martialed because she wouldn't take a smallpox shot when she was breastfeeding, though the bottle says, the injector, the ampule container says, do not give to breastfeeding women. It's out of control. By the way, this isn't even authorized to be used as experimental, but troops are still being given something that you can't give animals. Of course, you heard on Monday that Bush is to sign a $15 billion government funding system to help fight AIDS. No, it's not. It's to give AZT that kills the people, something they won't even give cancer patients. It's too deadly. And as Tommy Morrison, the boxer, and as Magic Johnson have told you, that's the stuff that kills you. They're fine because they won't take it. So really, this $15 billion is about population reduction. It goes into some of the vaccine programs. When it was the government itself, the BBC now reported 3 weeks ago, that has been caught with HIV in the hepatitis and in the polio shots. By accident, of course, though. POW torture photos investigated. And again, I know we've got callers. We'll go to you here in a minute. Toll-free number to join us. What do you think about all this news? At 800-259-9231, Linda, John, and others, stay right there. 1-800-259-9231. POW torture photos investigated. Allegations Iraqi prisoners of war were mistreated by UK troops are being investigated after photographers allegedly showing the abuse were discovered. And it includes children, men, people being beaten, they're dying of cholera, dysentery, they're in areas in just sand dunes in with barbed wire around them with machine gun nests, children sitting in mommy or daddy's lap, the mommy and daddy have bags over their head, they're not being fed, people are dying en masse. They're machine gunning people. That's okay. Iraq mass murder, freed and mixed up. Yeah, sure. The Baathists are all CIA folks, and that's what they're putting into power now, the Baathists. Same people who ran Saddam's regime. The U.S. has admitted it accidentally released a former Iraqi official accused of being involved in the murder of thousands of Shiites. They say it's an accident. But they have the British investigating the Americans, and the Americans investigating the British, and they always say, oh, we're good. The Age out of Australia reporting anti-American anger as soldiers search homes. Authorities are trying to keep a lid on things, but in Iraqi town of Het, it's all too much. Keep a Lid On by Tyler Marshall. One of the third consecutive day of violence against the U.S. military occupation situation finally exploded. Curious about house-to-house searches in the western town of Het. Mobs ransacked the police station, stoned U.S. armored vehicles, and set police cars on fire. with people still roaming the streets. At dusk fell. It was impossible to say exactly what triggered the riot, but in interviews laced with anti-American rage and threats of vengeance, residents said the problems began when police allegedly assisted U.S. troops searching homes for weapons. Gun confiscation, folks. As night fell on Wednesday, there was no sign of either the police or U.S. forces in the town, and plumes of smoke billowed into the air as the remains of the two police cars burned. Pentagon said it was aware of the anti-American disturbances in several cities on Wednesday, including Het. Already this week, ambushes in Baghdad on Tuesday and the city of Faljala on Monday and Tuesday have left four U.S. soldiers dead and 15 wounded. As in the earlier incidents, the violence in Het appeared to have been driven, at least in part, by the fury of living conditions that have plunged the lives of many into chaos. Even in Kurd areas, the Kurds are rioting. It's so horrible. How would you like not having water or power and people searching your house for guns? By the way, I hear the neocon, ultra-socialist, big-government liars on radio and TV saying, how dare the liberals say it's an occupation, it's a liberation. Our own government 2 weeks ago said it is an occupation. Okay? Minister confirms that cluster bombs were used on civilian areas. London Independent, British troops used cluster bombs in built-up areas during the war in Iraq. The government confirmed for the first time yesterday. Adam Ingram of the Armed Forces Minister insisted that the use of controversial weapons in Basra was justified because they were directed at Iraqi military units posing a threat to the British troops' lives. The minister made his comments to the Independent, revealed they had written a letter in the run-up to the war, according to there were occasions when the use of cluster bombs against certain targets would not be legal. By the way, they say, oh, support the troops, don't criticize the war. Our troops were injected with deadly anthrax shots, hit with nerve gas, and not treated. And that's now a fact. But you don't really support troops, do you, out there, airheads? You support the New World Order. I'm talking to the minority out there that are neocons who think, the Hillary Clinton type. You know, Hillary was for the war. U.S. gunfire kills three teens at a wedding, Sydney Morning Herald. U.S. soldiers opened fire on a festive wedding parade earlier this week, killing three teenagers and wounding seven others after celebrants fired weapons in the air, which they normally do. Shooting on Monday night was only one in a series of deadly incidents this week that have sharply increased tension between the U.S. troops and Iraqi civilians. By the way, if one gun goes off, Marines just fire at any crowd that's seen. They're going to come back here and be police officers, folks. The incident highlights a clash of cultures. It's popular custom in Iraq to fire weapons in the air to celebrate weddings and other festivities. But the practice has been prohibited under new weapons policy being enforced by U.S. troops. Three teens remain in very critical condition on Wednesday, and four other young people were in stable condition, said Dr. Abul Rahman, who helped treat many of the victims at the Samarra General Hospital, a 90-minute drive north of Baghdad. Oh, my goodness, it goes on and on. It goes on and on. Rumsfeld, new line on missing arms. Iraq may have destroyed its reported chemical weapons and biological weapons before it was invaded in March, United States Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld just said. Well, yeah, the stuff our government sold them and you were the bag man for, the sales in the mid-80s, Rumsfeld, were bombed by our illegitimate government and were destroyed. Our troops breathed it. And now it's coming out that the documents, all the documents the government brought forward were fake and false. A bunch of articles about that. Here's another one. U.S. military plans against Iran ready, and that's Rumsfeld. Also, no bunker where U.S. bombs targeted Saddam. Turns out our government knew. Reuters is reporting that nothing was there. It was totally staged to claim they killed Saddam when they'd already flown the guy out from Crete under military escort to Russia. And see, they're never going to catch Saddam. If we complain a lot, what they will do is they will grab one of his doubles and then try that guy. The Baghdad bunker, which the United States said it bombed on the opening night of the Iraq war in a bid to kill Saddam Hussein, never existed, CBS Evening News reported Wednesday. So there you go. Totally staged theater. About to go to your calls. Rumsfeld pushes for regime change in Iran. This is Financial Times. Donald Rumsfeld, U.S. Defense Secretary, is spearheading efforts to make regime change in Iran, the official policy goal of the Bush administration. But his campaign is meeting with considerable resistance from senior figures, according to officials and analysis. And, of course, it says it's the State Department says it's not right, it's not good, and as soon as they build up the troops and mass more and threaten us with nukes, saying Iran's going to nuke us, suddenly Powell will say, okay, it's good, and they'll go, oh, look, even the dove is for the war now. This is totally staged. A reassessment of U.S. policy towards Iran coincides with an initiative launched by powerful conservative figures within the Islamic Republic to engage in U.S. in an attempt to restore relations and thereby preserve the clerical regime in Tehran. Rumsfeld has now come out, has a dossier for an attack plan starting as soon as next month with aircraft broadcasting over their TV and radio stations. Here they just buy them up. Putting out propaganda for the overthrow, which will escalate. They've also leaked on purpose an invasion plan for October 2003 for U.S. forces to attack preemptively North Korea, which could then push Kim Jong-il into launching Taipong-dong 2s and 3s. At the U.S. mainland, it can hit dozens of western states, from Alaska to California. Again, this was a 10-part plan to get the Japanese to attack. Same thing again. And when that nuke hits, if it does, American life will never be the same, folks. According to one official, Condoleezza Rice, National Security Advisor, has slipped in to freeze the fierce debate with the administration of Iran. The official denied reports a high-level policy meeting on Iran was held on Tuesday. On Thursday. I got a lot of other news coming up. Let's talk to Brett in Alaska. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. How are you doing?
Fine, sir.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to mention something. A couple of things I've been seeing on TV with the commercials, a lot of commercials. I don't know. I just saw this yesterday for the first time, the new Dell commercial.
There's a roll-on ad for antiperspirant where SWAT teams are running around aiming guns at you, and you've got the Arid Extra Dry, so you're okay with them.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, not that one. Dell just came out with a new commercial, and it's all talked about torture and stuff, and they got people hooked up to all this equipment and stuff. Tell me what the Dell commercial does. One thing I'm noticing a lot, too, in any of your commercials that have any kind of landscape scene or anything like that, chemtrails. They're always showing chemtrails now in the sky scenes.
Yeah, conditioning you, that's okay. But let me ask you a question.
Exactly.
Dell is new
order. Yeah, I got another thing. Here's an interesting thing.
Let me just say something. I'll hold you over if need be, okay? I want to hear about the Dell. I want to hear about the Dell torture commercial. Describe it for us.
Well, I'm trying to remember exactly. Well, it shows that they've got a helmet on the guy, and he's sitting in the chair, and they're, you know, trying to convince him he's got to buy a Dell computer. And he goes through a number of other things, different kind of things, and then the commercial, right toward the end, it goes into some other really bizarre stuff. But the thing that I wanted to really bring up is that when I was down in Anchorage, actually I was on the website for the airport there, Ted Stevens International Airport, and they built a railroad out to the airport. I thought that was kind of odd.
I have the article out of Indiana where they admit they built a railroad spur to the airport to fly, quote, detainees out. They're building infrastructures for millions of Americans to be moved quickly, and they admit in mainstream news they built large FEMA camps.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware of all that. But what was interesting about the Anchorage thing is I ran into that about 2 weeks ago. Well, I just spent about a week and a half out of town. I live out in the bush here. I just spent a week in Anchorage, and then I went down to the conspiracy con down there in Santa Clara. And when I was in Anchorage, I was talking to people, about the railroad. I ran into, like, six people who didn't know anything about it. Then I was talking to my brother-in-law, who's a major contractor in Anchorage.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear the details of this when we get back. And I've got some comments about Dell New World Order computer anti-gun systems.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, Michael Dell's begging with Bush. I'm right here in Austin, Texas, where he's based. They're getting rid of a lot of their employees, moving their main plants to China. But about 2 years ago, Dell got caught when somebody from a firearm manufacturer group that sells the police combat firearms tried to buy a computer. And they said no, because this is listed as something that has to be reported to the government as a terrorist action. And I know of four people who've been fired from Tennessee to Austin, where they're based, if they visit InfoWars.com. So they have a policy: you can surf at lunch, but you can't go to porn, gambling, hacking, or terror. Well, my website's all mainstream news articles and government bills. I mean, you know, we have city council people on and congressmen, and it's really mainstream when it comes to the facts. And now I just found out from the folks that host InfoWars.com, they also host a pro-life website that's just pro-life. It's a big pro-life group. And they found out that an employee got fired from Dell who visited that. They called him in and said this is a terrorist website and I'm allowed to visit it. So that's Dell, folks. If you got a mainstream gun group or anything, they're firing employees left and right if you visit it. And they do all this, and they've got these horrible ads. They're moving to China. I didn't know about the new torture ad. I haven't confirmed that. I mean, I believe Brett from Alaska. But it's all part of acclimating us that all this is okay. And so we should all boycott Dell and continue to boycott Dell. Go ahead, sir. You had a point about the railway head to the airport. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, just recapping, I had been in Anchorage for about a week before I went down to Santa Clara to the conspiracy con, and I was, you know, running around talking to people and said, "Did you hear about the railroad out at the airport?" And a number of people didn't know anything about it at all. And then, like I said, my brother-in-law is a big contractor, painting contractor in the Anchorage area, and he didn't know anything about this project at all until it was announced in the paper that this thing was done.
And what did they say it was for?
Well, they're saying it's for hauling tourists. Well, if you know anything about the tourist industry in Alaska, there is really no need to have a railroad going into Anchorage to haul tourists.
Well, I'll just say this, Brett.
And haul tourists down to Seward.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let me just say
this. Yeah, you bet.
Thank you. There's really no need to even talk about this story. I mean, I'm glad you called in about it, but you have Rocky Mountain News, AP, Reuters. Monday, U.S. announces death camps. I'll dig that article out and cover it next hour. You can't just cover something like that on Monday and leave it alone. Got to recap the week. They say it's a death camp. They say it's for, quote, terrorists, but the definition of terrorism is anything. And they admit they're building these camps, and that's mainstream news, and it's in my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. They have a large 20-minute segment of the 2-hour and 37-minute film. A large 20-minute segment of a film is about the camps, all mainstream news articles and bills and public officials speaking out. So you need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. You need to get it. You need to make copies. You need to get it out to everybody in your area. And tell everybody. A lot of corporations now are sharing a list of websites they're blocking. Mine's one of them. So turn the heat up. Tell 50 people a day via email about InfoWars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com. Get involved in the guerrilla information war. Get my videos. Make copies. Who else authorizes you to make copies of their work, folks? I do. Go to InfoWars.com or net. Order Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny. Order The Masters of Terror. Make copies. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Big discounts when you get three or more videos. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. And expose these people and boycott them. Support us. Get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. InfoWars.com or net, or 888-253-3139 and get the three tape special. Just take action, expose these people for what they are. Do it now. Please. Third hour coming up. Stay with us, please.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from all